What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And stepping on back to the resignation of Nikki Haley, apparently just before Trump got on board Air Force One for his latest trip to a rally, he actually floated the idea that Ivanka Trump would be a dynamite choice to replace Nikki Haley. And then he basically backed off and said he can't really do it. He'd be accused of nepotism, which, yes, that's exactly what would happen. But you have to wonder why he said it in the first place. Anyway, this is hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Okay. Apparently, Ron Paul shares my concern that Brett Kavanaugh could be assassinated. The liberals are just that scared of a conservative Supreme Court. They think that everything they've accomplished over the last several years, like men being able to use the women's room and everything, is all going to go away. Now, do you remember, I'm not 100% sure how to pronounce his name, Kanye West or Kane West? Kanye West, thank you. Kanye West, he's been demonized by all kinds of people for supporting Trump, for wearing his Make America Great hat. And he's taken a lot of heat for it. But apparently it's all going to work out in the end because he's going to have lunch with Donald Trump and Jared Kushner at the White House on Thursday, where they'll sort of rap together, I presume, about various pressing topics. All right, so let's talk about the economic news because, again, a lot of indicators saying something has to break real soon here. And let me whip out my iPhone here and take a quick look at just how the stock market ended up today. Oh, well, mixed. Not really good, not really bad here. Ford Motor Company is complaining that Trump's tariffs are going to cost them $1 billion, and that will result in layoffs. Now, obviously, a lot of those tariff costs are going to be passed on to the consumer, and there are already indications that new car prices may increase by as much as $7,000 to pay for the tariffs. And that is going to cause a lot of people to say, maybe we don't need a new car. Maybe we'll just go with a more recent vintage pre-owned car. And so that's going to put more of a strain on the auto market, which is not doing all that well. Meanwhile, over in China, they're trying very hard to find ways to evade the U.S. tariffs. And Chinese exporters have found a way to dodge hundreds of billions of U.S. tariffs. And basically, it has to do with the identification code that's checked by U.S. Customs. The plywood would be stripped of its Chinese markings. They'll ship it under some other code indicating a different country of origin. And I'm sure the people who are buying these products, they understand it's illegal, but they've got businesses to keep in business here. And we're still hearing a lot of grief over at Verizon. And I noticed they're running a big ad campaign right now. But Verizon's 13 board members have outsourced many jobs at many other companies before launching their joint campaign to outsource another 44,000 Verizon jobs, including at least 2,500 computer jobs to low-wage Indian Visa workers. They've actually, I think they also subcontracted some of their IT work to an Indian company in India. And the computer jobs are being outsourced to Infosys, which is an Indian company accused of undercutting American workers and discriminating against black and white Americans in favor of Indian nationals. Now, Verizon spokesperson Rich Young told Breitbart News that he does not know where the numbers are coming from and said the estimate of 44,000 jobs is fake news. but the Wall Street Journal is confirming it, saying that they got it from a spokesman within Verizon. So Verizon is now engaged in a public relations campaign to try and look good. But again, this is so short-sighted. All of these companies, they're cutting wages and salaries. They're letting workers go. Where do they think the people are going to come from who are going to walk into those Verizon stores and buy those new smartphones? You really do have to think about it. We're at a state right now where the consumer economy is in trouble. Whether it's retail, Mageddon, all these iconic stores that have gone out of business. And apparently nobody inside the economic system has the courage to stand up and say, we're going in a bad direction. That if we need customers to come into our shopping malls and buy the products we are manufacturing, then we have got to pay our workers decent wages and salaries, because our workers, our employees, are also our customers. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Up in Canada, their real estate bubble is taking a toll. Real estate is the least affordable ever. And on average, Canadian families are spending 75% of their income just to make the payments on their home. All right, we're going to take a phone call here from Kenny in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, good. I didn't hear the static that I used to hear. But anyway, I tuned in 10 minutes late, so I'm going to have to catch some of your comments about Nikki Haley on the replay. But I was watching CBSN this morning when it happened, and they were showing all kinds of pictures of Nikki Haley, and you just see the anger in her face. And it's like, how in the world did she become an ambassador? Maybe she should have caught pictures of her smiling instead. I don't know, unless they want to show that she was tough when she needed to be tough. I don't know, but I'm glad she's gone.
Well, the big question is, who's she going to be replaced by? And is the new ambassador to the United Nations going to be even more aggressive at pushing for war?
Yeah, that's my concern. That's my concern as well. I mean, we might be end up with someone better, or we might end up with someone worse. Let's hope.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be somebody who's worse here. One of the things I didn't like about Nikki Haley is it seemed like she very often took the script into her own hands, and rather than being the voice of the administration at the United Nations, she seemed to sort of strike out on her own. And again, there's a little bit of buzz going on that the resignation was not 100% amicable, even though that's the public face being put out by the White House.
Now, was there any reason to say why she's resigning? I mean, obviously she's, you know, making herself look good by saying, want to give somebody else a chance, term limits, all that, which I'm not convinced.
Well, yeah, the official story is that she wanted out after just 2 years, and that she informed Donald Trump that she was going to be resigning at the end of the year 6 months ago. But she'd come under criticism for her excessive use of private aircraft to get around. And whether that had anything to do with the resignation or whether it had to do with her not being a 100% accurate spokesperson on behalf of the administration, we're not sure. But I agree with you. Looking at the pictures of her this morning, she does seem very angry, like this may not have been entirely her decision.
Maybe so many people just didn't like her so much. She was just under pressure. I bet that's the reason, but we'll see.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's all I have.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. We're talking about the economic news. And right now, every major crypto coin is down this year with an average decline of 74%. And I think a big part of the problem are all the crypto miners And I'm talking about the hackers, the ones who are stealing time on your computer to mine bitcoins, because they're basically inflating the supply of cryptocurrencies. And if you inflate the supply of the currency, its value goes down. You know, economics 101. All right, we're going to take another phone call here from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hopefully this is the – hopefully next will go Bolton and maybe Pompeo. I don't think this is by – I don't think this is by accident. I think it might – they know now that she's probably the one that leaked all that stuff to that what was the New York Times there, that she was the the leaker there. And Haley, the woman is a disgusting neocon. She's a warmonger. I made on different social media, on Twitter and Facebook. I said that even to some of these neocon, like, what's his name? The guy is the senator from Pennsylvania, and and also this fat part time, I think he is a radio host on out of Atlanta there. Like I said, I think it's a very good thing. Hopefully, not just that she felt like resigning. I don't think she felt like resigning. I think probably she's been found out, and maybe I'm crossing my fingers and I'm praying that Donald Trump now becomes the man I voted for, not the tool of the neocon. What do you think?
Well, I understand that Nikki Haley was suspected of being one of the many leakers to the media, and that may be a factor as well. Whether Trump is going to be able to become the candidate we thought we were voting for or not is going to be determined significantly 4 weeks from today. If the GOP hangs on to the Congress, then Trump's second 2 years in office, he's going to be able to do a lot more. Again, his biggest mistake coming into the White House was being magnanimous in victory and allowing all these Obama holdovers to keep their jobs. And they all worked against him.
Yeah, that they did. But why he put this woman in there in the first place? I mean, she wasn't even one of his supporters during the election. She was one of these so-called never-Trumpers. I just don't understand it. I mean, she's getting all kinds of acolytes from the so-called conservative media and politicians and all, because she's one of them. She is establishment Republican conservative. Yep. That's why I don't call myself a conservative, because real conservatives are not warmongers. Real conservatives are people like the Rand Paul and his father, Ron Paul. They're not, warmongering thugs. That they'll want to send more and more Americans into harm's way and really risk blowing up the planet eventually. So that's not to me a conservative. So, like I said, I'm just very glad that she's gone. I can't see it being much worse than her. I mean, what else are you going to have? I mean, she's about as bad as it gets, I think. She started her stuff.
I don't know. I mean, I could think of, if Bolton was named U.N. ambassador, I think things would get a lot worse. But right now, I think the Republican Party, if you will, or Republicans, are splitting into two camps. There are the neocons, who are the pro-war, pro-Israel, let's go on out and conquer the world. And then you have the paleocons, which is what I see myself as, along with Rand Paul and Ron Paul, who go back to the original principles of limited government, letting people live their lives, and just trying to run the country as best you can.
Pat Buchanan is like that also.
Yes.
There's quite a number. So is Reverend, I don't know if you ever heard of him, Chuck Baldwin.
Oh, yes.
Chuck Baldwin. He has a radio show online also, I think, on Sunday. I get him sometimes on my Facebook. So people like that are real. They're true. They know that we don't need to go into keep on getting into war, and that we should try to make peace with the world, and we should start minding our own business. Not that difficult.
I agree.
I just understand it. They're just trying to muddle in everybody's business, trying to, push, get in other people's faces around the world, like now we're doing in China, and they're part of the ocean there. It just doesn't make sense. Push NATO to Russia's borders, and of course what we're doing in Syria, the crimes we're committing in Syria. Basically what she is, by the way, is she's a terrorist's best friend. That's pretty much all I got to say, Mike. Like I said, hopefully this is a good sign.
Well, I'm certainly not sad to see her go, but again, the open question is who's going to replace her? And say again?
I'm just saying, I'd rather see Bolton back in the UN position than where he's now, the national security advisor. I don't want to see him anywhere over there, but I think he could do less damage being at the UN, because let's face it, they can't start, there's only so much a UN ambassador can do anyway. But to see him right there at the right hand of Trump now, advising him on national security matters, to me that's about as dangerous as it gets. This guy is bad news. This guy is evil. And there he is,
yes,
right there at the right hand of Trump. Even Bush didn't have a guy like that he had him in the UN ambassador, but he didn't have him right there at the White House advising him. I mean, it's really bad news. That's pretty much all I got to say, Mike. Like I said, let's pray for the best.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Nikki Haley's on my mind. I think people that think Nikki Haley quitting is a good deal, I think you kind of alluded to the fact that, be careful what you wish for. I think the next person that goes in there is going to be a lot tougher. It's going to be, when you have Jared Kushner looking over Donald Trump's shoulder, that's the mafia, people. And the mafia don't like women in their business. I'll be surprised if another woman is appointed. I'll predict that there will be a man. And if you take a look at Trump's administration, you don't see a lot of women. And Kellyanne Conway, she ain't no Gentile. And as far as you're talking about those tariffs, I wish it's amazing that the American people really have been, defanged, disarmed from understanding things through the educational system. This is a sales tax, people. All this stuff is being passed on to the consumer. The money's going into the Treasury. It's a huge windfall for the Treasury. But we're paying for it.
Yes.
So
you're exactly
figure,
right.
Man.
It's another hidden tax.
Yep. Thanks for the call. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open here. And over at Wells Fargo, it's time for the sequel. Apparently, Wells Fargo wants to bring back the mortgage-backed security, despite the disaster they were back in 2007-2008. And this post-crisis mortgage bond tied to U.S. home loans without government backing. And this is all going to be finalized within a week. So here we go again. We're seeing massive housing bubbles throughout the United States. We're seeing the return of the very derivatives that led up to the 2008 crisis. Mortgage-backed securities, credit default swaps, collateralized debt obligations, subprime lending, all the usual suspects. And then when you look at all the scandals Wells Fargo's been caught up in the last 2 years, it speaks to the desperation and volatility they face. And so this is an act of desperation to go on back and try and revive the mortgage-backed securities and hope that the American people don't remember what an absolute disaster they were. And don't forget, it was those mortgage-backed securities that resulted in the defunding of a lot of pension funds across this country. This is a mistake we should not repeat. Anyway, we're coming up on another commercial break, and join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And for those of you living in Florida and Georgia, Hurricane Michael has now strengthened to a Category 3 storm. If you are in the path of the storm, please take it seriously. This is going to be a bad one. All right, let's take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, with Nikki Haley, yeah, be careful. It is be careful what we wish for. Mike, I mean, maybe Satan's going to be the next U.S. ambassador to the U.N. I mean, can it get any worse?
I think he already has been several times.
I mean, she was a wretched woman. You know, she wasn't good. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be shuffling around people, or maybe he's not even shuffling anybody around. Maybe somebody else is doing the shuffling. You know, I mean, I don't know. I thought it was a weird move at this particular time, no? You know, like with everything that's going on, why wouldn't she wait till after his term is over? You know?
That's another 2 years. Okay, well, and I'm also wondering why it was announced now. So, given that she wants to leave at the end of the year, they could have postponed the announcement until after the midterms, because I'm pretty sure the Democrats are going to try and find some way to spin this as a negative for the Trump administration. These anti-woman or some such nonsense.
Yeah, Mike, on, I wanted to talk about the economy. Like, what do they say the unemployment rate is at, 3%? And anybody actually
something like that?
You had a caller from, I think, yesterday, Minnesota, if I remember. He said, like, there's homeless camps all over the place, and there's homeless camps all over the country. And there's no
yes.
way the economy is doing well. Maybe for a certain group, but as for a whole, you know, you can't. There's no way all these homeless camps are popping up and you have, like, a 3% unemployment rate. People need, you know, realize by now it's all rigged numbers, just like everything else is rigged. You know,
that's true.
Like, you know, there's never going to be a recovery. I don't think, because it's just too much debt. There's not enough going into revitalizing
there's
any.
There's nothing to recover with. You know,
yeah.
We have very few factories. The farms are all being automated. There's nowhere to put people to work, and you can't recover an economy unless people have jobs and are able to earn money with which you start rebuilding their lives.
Don't you find it amazing how all those abandoned factories, they're all still abandoned. Nothing's been done with all that, all those buildings, all the Rust Belt area. Nothing's been changed. Nothing's been fixed, improved, nothing. You know, that's, I mean, it's just sad.
A lot of those buildings are too badly corroded to be renovated. They're going to have to be torn down and completely replaced. But we're not seeing that either. You know, every once in a while there's an announcement that thus and such a company is starting up business or restarting their business. I think there was a steel mill, and they'll celebrate the creation of 130,000 jobs last month while hiding the fact that 200,000 jobs were lost. But if you look at the total number of people without work in this country, which is close to 100 million, you know, adding 100,000 jobs, it's a drop in the bucket.
That's like about almost a third of your population, because I think it's
yes.
320 million. I mean, that's insane. But, yeah, I mean, there's just no money. There's no investment. You know, all these, you know, the people realize, oh, the stock market's up. That's because all the companies are buying back their stock. That's it. Most people don't own stocks. You know, small group percentage do, but majority don't, you know. And, Mike, I wanted to switch gears on this. You talked about with the biomedical lab in Georgia, you know.
Yes.
That was biomedical was the front for it, but I know two of the floors were controlled by the U.S. military. So,
yes.
That was a bioweapons research lab, and they're all over Europe. I mean, if it's a biomedical, why does it have to be, why is it in our state of Georgia here? You know, like, why do they have
the
it
same
over there?
The CIA puts its torture centers in other countries. It's deniability. The United States, based on treaties, is not supposed to be working on chemical and biological weapons, but yet they are. But if they can do it in other countries where it's out of sight, out of mind, and deniable. But Russia's coming on in, at least in this one lab in Georgia, and saying, we know what's going on there. We demand an explanation.
Yeah, did you hear where they're supposed to be working on hepatitis? But they're actually working on, I mean, there's some weird stuff going on. I know, like, almost 80 people have died from, I don't know if they're part of the trials or there's weird burnt stuff coming out of the smokestacks and it smells around there. So, but I bet you they're probably closing up shop now. They're going to close that shop up and move.
They probably are. They're going to go someplace else and set up shop again. And we ran that story the other day where these scientists have come forward with their suspicion that Ebola was created in a laboratory as a biological weapon. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. Dustin, do you have any more?
Well, that's it, Mike. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And we're going to go back to the phones here. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking with Nathan in Northern California. Aloha, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. Just a real quick call. I mean, do you really believe that the economy is that bad? I mean, Dustin calls in and says everything is rotten, everything is rotten, everything is rotten. And personally, I'm sick of Dustin calling in and saying everything is rotten. I mean, what do you really, really, really believe that this economy is that bad?
Yes, I do.
You really believe
it's completely out of balance. We've never seen wealth inequality at such a high level, where all the wealth is concentrated at the top. We're in a wartime economy. Our infrastructure is being neglected to pay for all of these wars of conquest around the globe. And we are having some of the top economic experts saying there has to be a major stock market correction because it's all been run up through market manipulation, and there's no value underneath those stock prices to prop them up any longer.
Okay, Mike. Well, you know, I just can't stand Dustin's negativity, and all of the negativity is just too much for me. I'll check in with you in 6 months and see how you're doing, but thank you so much for taking my call. Bye-bye.
All right, you're welcome. And, yeah, I know it's a dire situation, but hiding from it isn't going to make it go away. In fact, if anything, you should be looking at your own personal finances and saying, what can I do to reduce the impact on me when the bad things start to happen? Obviously, getting out of debt as much as possible, not being in the stock market, having as much precious metals as you can. It's all common sense stuff. But running away and hiding for 6 months, you're going to get caught by surprise. All right. Now, over in Pakistan, they're getting ready to request another bailout from the IMF. This is following on Argentina's footsteps. And basically, the U.S. is opposed. The U.S. does not want the IMF to bail out Pakistan. And Pompeo was out there saying that we look forward to engagement with the government of Pakistan's expected new prime minister, Imran Khan. But he says there's no rationale for a bailout that pays off Chinese loans to Pakistan. That's really the issue. Let's find another way to zing China. Now, as was reported earlier, Pakistan's urgent need for the emergency cash came as a result of a currency crisis that saw a serious devaluation of the Pakistan rupee, as Pakistan burned through a third of its reserves in the past year. But the reason for the U.S. opposition to an IMF bailout is Pakistan won't be able to repay its loans to China. It's just another way of digging at China. That's what's going on here. And once again, we're seeing sanctions here, sanctions there. You get a sanction, you get a sanction, you get a sanction. U.S. officials have frozen the U.S. assets of the Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska. This is from the New York Post, including his sprawling mansion on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Now, Deripaska bought the property for $42.5 million in 2008, according to property records. FBI agents tried unsuccessfully to flip Deripaska in exchange for information on Russian organized crime and Russia's aid to Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. So there it is again. There was no evidence of Russia-Trump collusion. The FBI is trying to manufacture it by putting pressure on this guy. All right, we're going to take another phone call from Dan in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. I just want to respond to that last caller about tariffs. It's the people, it's a tax, but it's a tax that creates jobs. And it's guys like that that called in that don't have the history knowledge of the economy in this country, that we always had tariffs, and that's what built up our economy to begin with. And once they got rid of the tariffs, there goes your jobs. So it's very simple, and I just don't understand. It's like a never-ending argument, you know, but it's very clear.
It's a never-ending argument. The problem is we're not seeing a surge of jobs. I mean, they're coming up with numbers that, as I said before, it's a drop in the bucket compared to the number of Americans without work. So as far as job creation goes, the tariffs are proving to be tremendously ineffective.
Well, they're just started. He hasn't even hardly gotten tariffs yet. They're just barely talking about it. But if you go back to, you know, before World War II, we had a 25% tariff all throughout, from the Civil War, all through. That's what, you're not going to have free trade with China, you know, and without tariffs and not lose all your jobs. It's just very common sense. So, you know, I think it's going to be painful for a few years because it will raise prices, but eventually you'll get the jobs back. And then you'll have,
I don't know how many jobs we're going to get here. I mean, you have all the fast food restaurants are now automating. You know, self-service kiosks. There's a story we're hitting a little later in the show today about somebody has now set up the world's first totally automated farm. The only people working on this farm are the ones who are there to repair the various pieces of machinery. We're seeing this all over the place. You know, robots to assemble cars, robots to... Hang on a minute. Okay, if American corporations are going fully into automation, then no amount of tariffs are going to bring those jobs back.
Well, that's true, but when you go to Walmart and see everything made in China, it's not because China has better robots. So you're still going to bring jobs back with tariffs. And all this stuff isn't made in China because of better robots. So, yeah, there's automation, but that's just the talking point that the globalists use to keep free trade going and globalism going and keep the jobs away from coming back. So, yeah, I mean, that's all I got to say. Thanks for taking
all right,
the call.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. I keep hearing this other side of the argument that the tariffs are going to bring back the jobs. No, not really, because we're currently in an economy where corporations want to automate everything. And again, it's a very short-sighted policy. And as robots get more and more sophisticated, there's not going to be very many jobs that the robots can't do. Now, not everybody is a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer. Actually, it's a very small segment of the population. But, you know, your ordinary middle-class jobs, I mean, construction, they now have robots that build entire houses. And the trend is very, very obvious. And as I said before, it's also very short-sighted. All right, down in Venezuela, after decades of economic warfare, their annual inflation rate hit 488,865% in September. They're heading into Zimbabwe territory. Over in New York City, City Council member Jimmy Van Bramer basically went on to Twitter to brag about ripping up a public sign that basically reminded New Yorkers that illegal immigrants need to be reported to the police. And so Van Bramer ripped the sign down. He videoed himself doing it. And he tweeted, "Saw this trash on Skillman Avenue during my AM run, tore them up. We are a sanctuary city. We need to be a sanctuary neighborhood. All immigrants are welcome here. If you see these, feel free to take them down. Be a sanctuary neighbor. Must trump Trump values." Now, in point of fact, illegal immigrants are illegal immigrants. And they should not be here without going through the proper immigration process. But the Democrats are desperate to just open those borders and flood people in. Meanwhile, up in Portland, Oregon, in fact, this was just on Fox News a little while ago, there was a big protest slash riot that took over a busy intersection in this protest over the shooting of a black suspect. And it got so out of control, the police basically backed off, and it wound up Antifa was directing traffic to get people through there. They're not interested in guilt or innocence or who's to blame. It's just protest, protest, protest. Down in California, the Department of Motor Vehicles has now admitted that non-citizens have been added to the voter rolls because of California's motor voter law. Nobody at the DMV is asking for verification of citizenship before adding, registering them to vote. And apparently the problem came out in September, where the DMV said it discovered it sent the Secretary of State's office 23,000 erroneous voter registrations. So it's out of control. It's just out of control. Tucker Carlson gets it. Tucker Carlson gets it. On his show, he had a debate with a former illegal immigrant, Cesar Vargas, about the state of immigration policy and what should happen. And, of course, Cesar Vargas wants open borders. And he says illegal immigrants in the United States should get voting rights. And Tucker Carlson came on out and said, "Here's the bottom line. I just want our viewers to understand the agenda of lunatics like you, and I mean that with all respect. I like you personally, but you are saying 22 million brand new voters in our electorate, okay, out of nowhere, here illegally, and now they vote. 90% of them will vote for the Democrats. What you're saying is that one political party will have a hammerlock on national elections forever. What do you think the rest of us think about that? And Vargas came on back and said, I simply say, why don't the Republicans and the Democrats compete for the vote and let people have their say? If Democrats want to pass immigration or Republicans want immigration reform, give them the power to vote and let's compete. That's what democracy is all about. And Carlson came on back and said, yeah, letting foreigners invade your country and take over your government, that definitely sounds like democracy to me. And that's exactly what's going on. Tucker Carlson has it right. The nation is being flooded with these illegal immigrants, and by voting, they're literally going to vote our country into their pocket. And it's ridiculous to say the Republicans and the Democrats can compete for the illegal immigrant vote, because the Democrats opened up the doors and give them all kinds of free stuff. And the Republicans don't want to do that. And the illegal immigrants are always going to vote for the party that's going to take stuff away from you and give it to them. 22 million illegal immigrants in this country. That's enough to completely change the outcome of an election. And we know that millions of illegal immigrants voted in 2016 for Hillary Clinton. That should not be allowed to happen. And one of the other areas where Donald Trump really dropped the ball coming into office, he was talking about election integrity, of cleaning up our election system. And yes, his commission ran into all kinds of opposition from the state election boards, proving that they've got something to hide. And then Trump gave up. He surrendered. He waved the white flag. He shut the commission down and said, we'll let the Department of Homeland Security make sure that the electronic voting machines can't be tampered with. And that was the end of it. Trump just threw away his chances for a second term in office, because the people who were rigging the 2016 election, they're going to be back in 2020 trying twice as hard. And Trump has so alienated his support base, especially those of us here in the independent media. We're not going to work as hard as we did the last time. We're just going to say, okay, he did it to himself. Judicial Watch has come on out with new documents obtained from the U.S. Department of State about U.S. aid funding for George Soros' left-wing nonprofit organization in Albania. I'll bet you think George Soros was spending his own money. And the documents deal primarily with the activities of Soros' top operative in Albania, Andri Dobrushi, the director of Open Society Foundation Albania, who's actively engaged in channeling funding to what Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban called Soros' mercenary army. And the documents show this U.S. grant money flowing through non-governmental organizations that profess to promote civil society. While in fact attacking traditional pro-American groups, governments, and policies. Over in Parliament, in between screaming back and forth about Brexit and anti-Semitism and Jeremy Corbyn and everything, apparently the staffers at Parliament have gone public at just what a condition members of Parliament leave in their offices and meeting rooms. And they're talking about things like vomit, piles of vomit, and used condoms. And this is not what these cleaners signed up to have to deal with. They thought they were going to, you know, run the vacuum cleaner and a dusting rag, and that was going to be that. So members of Parliament, who have now been publicly shamed, are going to enact strict new rules about their behavior. I guess clean up after yourself, pick up your own condoms or something. And commons authorities are considering the introduction of a service agreement that would cover the appropriate use of workspaces in the Houses of Parliament, which I don't think is going to stop anything, but at least it looks good to the masses. Okay, over in Sweden, let's talk political correctness, because there's a lot of, it's just getting sillier and sillier. Over in Sweden. The Church of Sweden is now pushing for a gender-neutral reference to Jesus. And they've chosen the neutral pronoun hen in reference to Jesus. What, he's a chicken? But they're saying they want to avoid terms like Lord and He in worship services in order to not highlight the fact that God is male, in order to not offend women and the transgendered. Now, the move has triggered a backlash, and traditional Christians are saying this really is a very ridiculous thing to be doing. And I agree, this is so over the top. This is the shark. And right now, I think the Catholics have got bigger problems to deal with than making Jesus gender neutral. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about political correctness here. And again, in Sweden, a Swedish university is investigating a professor for anti-feminism and transphobia. Ooh, what did he do? He said, there are biological differences between men and women. And he's being told, you got to retract your comment. There are no biological differences between men and women. That's just not the way it works anymore. Now, the professor, Germund Haslau, he works in neurophysiology at Lund University. And the accusation against him was brought by a student. And he's refusing to back down. He's saying, of course, there are biological differences between men and women. He was teaching a course on heritage and environment. And he cited empirical research, which supports the idea that there are differences between men and women, which are biologically founded. And therefore, genders cannot be regarded as social constructs alone. And the PC people and the liberals just go absolutely wild. Now, here is where things are getting a little bit out of control. Okay, over in Iceland, there's a school that is trying this new, I guess they could say it's experiment. And they have a network of 20 nursery and elementary schools. It's known as the Shali teaching model. And what it is for a certain set period of time during the school day, okay, the boys are made to paint their nails and play with makeup, and the girls are sent outside to climb the trees. Now, everybody wears the same uniform, and they have gender-neutral toys. But once a day, they are basically forced to assume the opposite gender's behaviors, if you will. It's not going to work out. And not just because that professor in Sweden says that there are biological differences between men and women. This was actually tried back in, I think, the 1980s, where there was this experiment where they took a bunch of children, put them in exact matching little jumpsuits, no visual cues about gender whatsoever other than their faces. And there was a whole bunch of gender-neutral toys, and they said, we're going to raise these kids this way, and they'll be free of the traditional gender models. And much to the researchers' disappointment, the girls went on acting like girls, and the boys went on acting like boys. Liberalism is founded on the prime assumption that everything that we think comes in from outside, that we are born with totally blank minds, tabula rasa. And it all goes back to Margaret Mead's coming of age in Samoa, which turned out to be an intellectual hoax. You can't change human nature. Liberalism's failure is they think they can. We're going to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number three after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.